Well, as you know, Father Adriano Zandana is studying world global communications from his place in Cachoeira Paulista to Brazil, but he's doing it online from the University of East New Mexico. He said later on he's going to have to go to the campus for, I guess, a class. But in any case, he's studying there and he's, doing a great job. In the meantime, we're going to listen to another subject of his. And this would be part one of joy, because joy is a central part of what it means to be a Christian. It's very it's a very important part. And actually, being Christian, one of the signs of the presence of the Holy Spirit is joy. So anytime we find ourselves outside of joy, that's a little different than just, you know, we may be going through a difficult time. That's normal. But anytime we find ourselves outside of joy, that's always time to say, okay, what's going on? You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I'm here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon bringing you this program. And on Fridays, we listen to Father Adriano Zandana from Brazil.
Hello, dear Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. Oh, today's topic is living real joy. And I'm very, very happy to be here with you this afternoon in order to talk about it. Well, let me begin by asking you a few questions. Are you happy in your current life? Have you been living real joy in your days? If yes, then we thank God for that. If not, what do you need to change in order to live a joyful lifestyle? What do you feel that joy could bring to you? What do you need to accept to have true joy in your life? Do you believe that that is possible for you? Well, the Bible can reveal some answers to those questions. There are clear signs to guide us along the right path to a joyful life, especially in John's Gospel. First, the Gospel of John teaches us that God alone is the source of real joy, and when we've committed sin, it moves us away from Him. And then our lives become purposeless and devoid of happiness. When we consciously choose to do evil, we build a wall between ourselves and God. We strip the meaning from our lives. A sinful lifestyle isolates us from the source of real happiness. Second, throughout John's Gospel, sadness is frequently caused by sin. And that means that when we've sinned, we kind of get stuck on our failures. And then our sins begin to dominate our minds and makes us unhappy. In John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus tells us, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin." And that means that if you dwell on your failures, for example, or on your weaknesses, you will become a slave of weakness and failure. And then you lose the guiding light of your life and the joy of your soul. So, when we sin, we become blind to the path to real joy. In his Gospel, John teaches us that joy is the result of our communion with God. And when we join our souls with Him, it sets us free from sadness and from a purposeless life. In chapter 15, verse from 9 to 11, Jesus teaches us, "Now, remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." From this, we learn that if we obey our Lord's commands, it leads us to achieve real and complete joy. That is, our obedience will cause joy and fulfillment in our lives, especially when we are facing troubles and challenges. Keep it in mind, obedience causes real joy inside us, in our life, obedience to God's commandments. Well, obeying the Lord isn't a burden. It helps us to lighten a burden that's already there. He asks me, he asks you to do what's best for us. He doesn't want to steal our freedom. Rather, he can really set us free from every kind of evil. You can rely on him. We obey him because he is good. He has the best for us, and actually, because he is our savior, he is our Lord, he is our friend. Yeah, keep it in mind. God is a friend of you. He is your friend. He believes in you. He sees amazing things in you. He wishes you achieving your goals, fulfilling your dreams. He's your friend. He loves you. Because of that, we need to obey him. We need to establish, to build a deep, a real relationship with him, based in partnership, in communion, and in love. And through this relationship, we will be able to obey him, and our obedience won't be a burden for us, because we will be happy. We will find real joy by obeying his commands, because his commands are commands of love, from love, and it will lead us to live a better life than before, because God loves us, loves you. So when we choose God and come to a decision to keep his commands, we can profoundly experience joy that no one can steal from us. The more that we join our hearts to him, the more that we can live wonderful joy. Remember that it's your decision to walk with God. God wants to give you his complete joy by being your companion. He desires to live a deep relationship with you. But I have to tell you, we only become real companions of God by obeying. By obeying his commands and fulfilling his will. Well, I'm gonna stop here for this Friday. It is okay. And next Friday, I'm gonna wrap it up by giving you the second part of this reflection. But keep it in mind, please, dear brother, dear sister, keep it in mind. Obedience causes real joy. Jesus, he wants to give us his complete joy, as he said in John's Gospel, chapter 15, that I've read here. He wants to give us his amazing, unperishable, unchangeable joy, but we need to obey him. But in order to perfectly obey his commands, we need to get to know profoundly the reason behind his command. The reason, the deep reason behind the rule, behind the sin. Because there is a reason. If God asks something from you, there is a reason, there is a meaning behind it. We need to seek it. We need to find the deep reason, meaning behind the commands. Because when we get this comprehension, it becomes easier to obey God's commands and purposes for us. Well, keep it all in mind. And next Friday, I'll be here. And I'm going to wrap it up. And let me share with you. I've been praying for you. Yeah, for you. For you, dear brother. For you, dear sister. That have been listening to me in this broadcast. Or in this podcast. I've been praying for you. I've been praying for your life. Because your life matters for God and for me as well. Let's pray together. Our amazing Lord, we adore you right now, and we fully believe that you have the best purposes and plans and dreams for our lives because you are good. You have a purpose for us. You have a plan for our happiness in this world beginning here, and this happiness will endure forever in everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, because you don't want to steal our freedom. Rather, you love us, and you know in your wisdom what is good, what is better for us, and you are always there for us in order to show the right way for our happiness in this world and beyond this world in the everlasting life. We believe in you, Lord. We trust in you. Guide our path on according to your will, according to what we were created to be. We believe in you. We trust in you. Guide us, Lord. Be our lighthouse, our guide, our savior, our stronghold. We believe in you, Lord. We ask your help. Make us able to fully understand your commandments and make us able to obey you profoundly. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all, your family, your desires, wishes, your life, your job, everything you keep in mind today. The Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that was Father Adriano Zandana coming to us. Actually, it's a repeat of the program, but he comes to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, which of course is located about halfway between Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. And for us, it is located on the cusp of fall. No, we're on the cusp of fall, on the cusp of spring, as he gets ready to go into spring and then summer, and we get ready to go into fall and then winter. Of course, winter, as we experience it, is nothing what they understand in Brazil. In the meantime, we will see you on Monday. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.